I think that before we even begin to talk about tefillah and even limud haTorah, we have to realize that the ultimate pleasure in this world, let alone in the eternal world, is a connection to Hashem. Everything is so temporary. Everything is so artificial. Everything is so, like, meaningless. Unless we feel, because the human being is made up of a body and a soul, you know, a guf and a neshoma. Unless I feel that my essence, which is my neshoma, who I am, you know, when the person dies and the neshoma leaves and all you have is a dead body, looks exactly the same as the living one, but nothing there. And I want to connect. And everybody has that craving. And if that's the case, we have to figure out the best possible program to connect with Hashem. That's really what it's all about. The Mesil Sashem says that's the tachlis of creation, because when the pasuk says Olam Chesed Yibone, Hashem created the world with Chesed, the ultimate Chesed is to be Dovuk Hashem in this world, not to mention the world beyond. You know, it's very interesting. It's the only relationship that lasts forever. My relationship with Hashem is the only eternal relationship. Have a friend, tomorrow you're not my friend. Have a spouse, best case scenario, one passes away at a good and ripe old age before the other one. Children and parents, forget it today, you know. It's the only relationship that's permanent, my relationship with Hashem. It starts here and it goes on forever. So it's a very precious thing. I remember when I gave a class for teachers going to Hungary, to Budapest, to start a day school many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. So the speaker before me was talking about, don't mention Hashem, because he hasn't been in Budapest for 40 years. I was a little annoyed by that ridiculous statement. And when I got up, I see he had left already. I said, I gotta tell you, I must disagree. Not only should you mention Hashem, you have to talk about having a relationship with Hashem. So one of the teachers, they asked, what are you going to do if they laugh at you? And I'll tell you the truth. I've been talking to secular audiences at the time, maybe it was for 25 years, about relation with Hashem. Nobody ever laughed. They're all jealous. Anyway, I heard that after the first week of school, I spoke to the president, the guy who organized it all from here, and he tells me, he says, he didn't know about my conversation with the teachers. He said, I want to tell you an interesting thing. The first day of school, a six-year-old girl came home, and she said, Mommy, Daddy, there's God in the world. And the family rejoiced. Everybody wants that connection. How do we get that connection? So I think that there is a unique opportunity that we have to get that connection. A great person once said, and I still can't determine who it was, when I pray, I speak to Hashem. When I study Torah, Hashem speaks to me. And I would take those two things as literally. When I pray, when I daven, I'm mamish standing and talking to Hashem. I have the opportunity to connect, but the connection should best be, and that's what the whole Shemoneh Esrei, the bulk of the Shemoneh Esrei, is requests. During the week, it's material requests. Shabbos, it's a little bit shorter version. They didn't want to meet Batriach at Sibur, so they left the material requests out, maybe for other reasons too, and it's spiritual requests. But Seibim Duchoseinu, Kadshenu Mitzvaseich, Vaseich Halkeinu, Vaseich Halkeinu, Vaseich Halkeinu, Vaseich Halkeinu. But I'm standing there, I praise Hashem to focus myself that this is the right address for the requests, and make my requests, and then I express my appreciation or my recognition that everything comes from Hashem, and I know how much He cares and how much He loves and how much He does, and therefore I'm awaiting His response to my requests. And this is truly an opportunity to connect. And we have that opportunity three times a day. The Kuzri says that the reason, well, one of the reasons, I don't know, that three times a day is that we rejuvenate our batteries. Get up in the morning, sleeping the whole night, and we rejuvenate the battery. I rejuvenate my connection. It's like I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I call my beloved, you know, like we get connected. Middle of the day, things are already getting, you know, so much, and I connect again. And then at night before I go to sleep, I connect again. That's talking to Hashem. When I learn, I can actually feel that Hashem is communicating with me. Today we had a very interesting thing. We have a problem we've been dealing with in the learning. And all of a sudden, somebody said something which was a little bit out of whack. Like, not bad, not stupid, but a little bit like off the beaten path. And all of a sudden I said, wow, this is an interesting idea that has a lot of merit. And I have no doubt that this individual can feel, if he thinks about it, if he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, if he said Avo Rabo and he begged Hashem to give him wisdom of Torah, he can mamish feel Hashem is granting me the wisdom. Ki Hashem yiten chochmo mipiv dasu svuna. And a beautiful answer. And when I ask a good question, all of a sudden I think somebody came up and asked a question on what he said. Wow, that's also a gift from Hashem. In fact, we have to realize that everything is a gift from Hashem. Any wisdom. That's the reason, by the way, all the brochas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we start with the request. Slach lono hashiveinu, re'evon yeinu, refa'einu, b'reicholeinu. One brocha starts with a praise first. Atochini lo lemda'as, umalami lenu shbino. And then we ask the request. Why don't we just start? Choneinu mitchadeh b'ino haskel. Slach lono hashiveinu, b'reicholeinu, refa'einu. There it says, everything else we know is up to Hashem. You and I know very well the doctor can't do anything to heal us. It's all Hashem. We all know that parnosa doesn't come from anything other than a gift from Hashem. And all those things. There's one thing that I think Hashem is not involved in. And that's wisdom. Why? I was born smart. I am Bal Kishrin. I don't need any help. My mind. I do it. I was born stupid. Fafan, it's all lost. I'll never understand anything. No. Atochoinein lo'odam da'as. Umlamei le'enosh bino. You're constantly, graciously, loshen hoive, present tense, granting da'as u'bino. Now that we know that it's all from you, we've remembered, we've revisited, we've reviewed, we've rededicated our awareness that it all comes from you. Now we ask you. So when a person is learning, he should know. Every good question, every answer, every insight to understand the Torah Hashem is not simple. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta points out, he says the reason for the Haskolah, why so many yeshiva bochur were influenced, was because of the following. He says, there were many people that learned superficially. And he says the words, they learned the Tosis, Im Teima Yeshleimer, Im Teima Yeshleimer, Im Teima Yeshleimer, rather than delving to the depths of the question so they can truly appreciate the question and truly appreciate how the answer answered the question and so forth. So the wisdom was deep and you had to work hard. The Haskolah was very simple. There was wisdom, whatever wisdom there was there, but it was right in the words. They tell you this concept, this E equals MC squared. I don't know what that means, but you know what I mean? They tell you this is what it is. So you don't have to delve into the wisdom. They present the wisdom. Says, so you can enjoy it more. This, in order to enjoy, you got to delve. But when you delve, and when you're aware that Hashem is giving you the wisdom, not He gave you the wisdom when you were born, because not smart people can come up with the most brilliant things, and smart people can say the most stupid things. We've all experienced that. So it's something, it's a special gift. So I feel Hashem, I talk to Hashem, and I feel He's gifting me with insights, with good questions, with good answers, with ability to understand, and sometimes even to get to the next level of depth. I read the text a few times, I didn't see the depth. And all of a sudden, wow, I didn't see this. It's in the same words. Or I learn with somebody else who's more experienced in learning, and he shows me. It's a whole different text. I didn't realize. And a person, if he focuses on it, if he says Birchas HaTorah with Kavod, if he says Avo Rabo Reboch Meir, used to say, if he didn't cry during Avo Rabo, he couldn't be Machadish in Torah that day. So we have this unique opportunity to connect. It's like, and that brings us to the highest level of happiness in the world, because we're connected to Hashem. The Rambam says in Hilchos Purim, if you have extra money, spend it on Matonas Lavyoinim. Because it says there's no simcha in the world like a person who is rejoicing the hearts of downtrodden people. Because such a person is Doimel Hashem. He's emulating Hashem. He's acting like Hashem. He's connecting with Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Lahachius Nefesh Shvolim, Lahachius Leib Vitkoim, because that's what Hashem does. That's the ultimate simcha. Ultimate simcha is that connection with Hashem. It's the only simcha that lasts. It's something that you feel permanently. It's something when you reach a certain level of it, it never goes away. Physical pleasure, I just had this beautiful steak, you know. Now, it was 2 weeks ago. Okay. I didn't know, whatever. Yeah. And you know what I have now from it? The memory of a pleasure. Not the pleasure of a memory, the memory of a pleasure. It's not pleasurable now. I don't feel the good taste anymore. In fact, that's why we want doubles and triples and more and more and more, because the taste goes by so fast. A spiritual connection. I've elevated myself to a new level of relationship with Hashem. I remain there, unless I ruin it, I don't know. But I remain there. So now, every time I get another connection, it's more and more and more and more and more. It's an ongoing sense of such a deep sense of connection. And when I keep the mitzvahs that were all given to refine my character and to make me into a more perfect human being, to refine human character, I refine my character to be more godly, to act like Hashem, and I feel deeply, more deeply connected. So my whole existence now, I connect to Hashem. And then, when I see Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis in the world, how? Some people say, He doesn't answer my tefillos. Sometimes, oftentimes, if you look around, He answered them already. I see the things that were in motion. I see the little miracles that take place. I see things that I couldn't imagine would ever happen. And it all adds up to this ongoing relationship with Hashem. And it can have a uplifting, certainly a validating, makes me feel good about myself, which is the essential definition of happiness. Osher is sure to feel validated, and it gives my life a whole different sense of meaning.